Hello, welcome to the Wired for Success podcast. I'm your host, Janelle McKinnon. Are you stuck, lacking motivation and a will to get up and win? If you have stumbled onto this life-changing podcast, you will learn how to succeed in every area of life. Welcome to another marvelous Monday. How are you doing? How was your weekend? How has life been treating you? Where are you? Are you currently your state of mind? Are you on a mountaintop? Are you in a valley season? If you are in a valley season today, I want to let you know that I'm praying for you and I'm declaring over your life right now that you are coming up out of that. It's just a process. Sometimes we get in a hurry or a rush to, you know, get out of situations where we don't feel most comfortable. You know, we want the easy life. That's the nature of our humanness, right? We want to like just get out of anything that doesn't feel good. But if it isn't, or if it had not been for those who've passed through many tests in life, if it hadn't been for those rough times, those, as we would say from time to time, those dark nights of the soul, then where would we be? Where would our tenacity be? What kind of resilience would we have in our lives? What kind of testimony would we have that we can say to somebody, hey, look, I know about this, I've been through this, or, you know, I've been close to these terrible situations and I was able to overcome, and so can you. I want to talk today about clarity. There's so many voices in the world today, right? The internet itself, as people say, is the undefeated champion. Like, the internet is something else. We have all these voices. If you're someone like me, you know, from time to time you get enthralled in looking at all these YouTube videos. Yes, I like the home decor and all these healthy eating, even the exercise, even though I'm sitting eating a bag of chips watching the people exercise. Pray for me. But listen, it happens. And there are times when we can be so bombarded by the world, by outside elements getting on the inside of us, that we lose our clarity. When we don't have clarity, what are some of the things that happen to us? I can speak for myself. I'm indecisive. I'm unable to make up my mind about maybe an important decision that needs to be made. I'm unable to lead effectively when I'm not clear about the goals, the objectives, and the end goal of something. Even for those of you who are married, you have a family life. If there's not clarity in the home, then everyone is either, you know, thumping heads, you're clashing, you and your mate may be in a time of having a lot of disagreements and arguing over things because things are not clear. It's important to have clarity. The Bible says that an unstable or double-minded man, is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man speaks about someone also lacking clarity. They don't have that real vivid inside. Things are not vivid on the inside of them. So everything is coming at them. Everything is so distorted and combobulated. Right? And so you're unable to make the best decisions if you are not clear about things. If someone is going to start up a business, you often hear me talk about that because, yes. And if you're not clear about what it is you want to sell, who your target audience will be, or your niche market, your clients, your customers. Therefore, if you aren't clear about the location, where you want to have this business, or is the business even going to be brick and mortar, maybe it's more feasible in the beginning stage to just have it online. Can you still meet the needs of your clientele if you don't have a physical store as yet, but you keep it online by just, you know, bringing stuff in and delivering it to them? You need clarity in your life. When you are unclear, you attract more chaos into your realm, into your sphere, where you're at. Lots of times we hear people say, oh, when it rains, you know, when it rains, it really pours. And it's only because when one thing is happening and you open up the floodgates for that, more of it comes, more of it happens. That's why lots of times back to back chaotic things or crazy things happen to people. Because when one thing happens, if you have a mindset that, well, like, you're easily defeated and you easily give up and you easily just like get slumped down and become so unmotivated, it's like the wind of madness creeps in and you're unable to think straight and make up your mind about things in life. It's important, even as a young person, that you discover who you are. And it's a journey. And I believe it's a good place to start early in life. And parents, you're listening here today, you can help with that. If you see that your child is, let's say, talented, they may not be much of a bookworm or so, but they're gifted with their hands. Maybe they like music. Maybe there's an instrument that you can see them enroll in a class to learn to play the piano. These are the things, like I would say, some of these things are like the forgotten arts. People forget. I mean, music is so impactful in our lives. Where would we be without music? That's how important it is. And so I see that as something we should not shy away from. Young people, if you feel inclined or you feel that longing more towards the literary arts and these things, follow, develop yourself, your skill, your craft. And parents, you can help to channel that in the right direction. I have spoken about a cousin of mine. He is a coach. He has his own football academy in the U.S. And he has done well for himself. He didn't take the usual traditional route of things. The funny thing is, if you hear his parents, even his parents talk about him, they say very early in life, this baby just fell in love with football, fell in love with this sport of football. And even as a toddler, this is what he did. And I remember seeing him last year and we were talking, and he said in school, he said he wanted to be a pro. And everyone in his class, you know, laughed at him. And I remember that because not long before I met up with him, my mother, something we were talking about, his name came up. And my mother said, she always remembered when he said, Auntie Jeanette, I'm going to be a pro. I'm going to be a pro. She said, what is a pro? What is this pro? You know, well, good. Pro football player, professional football player. That was always his dream. He was very clear about what he wanted to be in life. Not everybody is that clear. I, on the other side of this podcast, can tell you the truth. I definitely wasn't clear. I mean, growing up, teaching came very naturally to me. My father always tells me, he always feels like I should have entered into the whole teaching realm. All right. And to some extent, of course, I do believe that, but would it have been me following the traditional route? No, I don't believe that. I didn't have the desire to be like a teacher in the schools, but I definitely teach. I think on this podcast, with my dance group, in every area of my life, my books are teachings, if you really think about it, all these things. So I, even though I'm not in the, what you would say, the norm of how teachers appear in the classroom, nevertheless, I'm in the world of teaching, and the world is my classroom. That is my truth. And so my cousin, coming back to him, he always knew what he wanted to be. And this young man stayed resolute no matter what, because I mean, he grew up in a third world country, less than from Guyana, dusty tongue, Linden, and not many dreams are realized where we're from, especially certain dreams like athletics and certain things. Maybe people want to become an actress and all these things. Like, it really takes resilience, it really takes perseverance to do, I would say, these out of the box thing, not these every day. And I'm not sweating on anyone who does the everyday, like, kudos, we need you. You are loved. There is space for everyone here at the table. But every now and then, there are people who grow up in our community, in our world, that will look around and say, I see everyone being a teacher. I see everyone becoming a police officer and a nurse, because, like, this is all the community has to offer. And many of them are doing these things to get by. It's not really in their hearts of hearts to be a nurse. It's not really in their hearts of hearts to be a teacher or a police officer. It's just because of what is. It's because it, like, you're a product of your environment. This is the three things that the community basically has to offer. And it takes a lot out of you now to come up and to step outside of your comfort zone, to step outside the box and say, hey, look, even though all of this is happening here, I want to dream a different dream. I want to go a different route. And it doesn't look feasible. It doesn't look very prosperous to the person who is from that place. But yet, still, because of believing in yourself and believing that God makes a way. So, my cousin, he never gave up. He played his heart out for, I would say, chicken change around the community. He played his heart out in many overseas country. It still wasn't really lucrative, right? But he was getting the exposure. That's the thing that we look at when you're following your passion. Oftentimes, you're not paid for a lot of gigs. Lots of things you do, it's free, you know, but you do it because your heart, your passion, your desire is dear. But your gift will make room for you. And he's such a prime example of that, because, yes, the time did come. The opportunity met with his years and years of preparation. He's not an overnight success. He is not. And like, I disputed that since in the earlier episode, that I don't believe any great person is an overnight success. They have been working nights on end, sleepless nights. I believe my cousin stayed up looking at tapes, practicing, exercising, teaching, because now he has this school where he coaches even from very young stages, ages of young people, boys and girls, to play the sport that he loves. So he has this passion and he followed it. And now he has his main source of income is from that. But that could never have happened if he did not, if he wasn't clear on what he wanted to do and who he was, and that even though it was challenging and there were some days he may have to go without a meal, there were some days he would probably just drink water and go on the field, there were days where he would have to, you know, say no to certain things because of the clarity and the dream that he held in his heart and in his spirit. So I want to reiterate and let you know that you must become clear about who you are. You must become clear about what you want in life. You must become clear about the impact that you want to have, the legacy that you want to see. And remember, I'm saying it doesn't have to be that you will be, your name will be in lights and all these things from your family, from your community. Let's narrow it down to your street, to your workplace, the department you're in. Be clear, because people can sense an atmosphere of confusion. When you are clear, chaos may come, but it's quickly disintegrates. It quickly flutters away, because order, with clarity comes order, because you know what you have to do. And then when you are moving in the motion of knowing what you have to do, the strategy comes, the structure comes, everything comes, because you are now clear. So get clear about who you are. Get clear about what God wants you to do. Get clear about the business plan that you've been putting off and putting off. Get clear. This is what I'm going to do. These are the clients that I'm going to target. This is my price, even though it may seem like I'm in a community and they may not want to pay the price. It's okay. If that is the price that you have, well, move with it and have faith. I'm not telling you anything that I haven't done. I'm not telling you anything that I don't practice. Because even in my career as being a writer, sometimes, you know, when you're from a place, especially as... And I'm from the same place as my cousin. It's not something very lucrative. People say now, oh, persons don't read as much. I haven't crossed over to the place whereby I can do my books on Audibles as yet. But I hope to, because I know persons live busy lives and it's hard to like get a physical book and make the time to read it. But I promise you, the books I've written so far, they are easy read. Like when you purchase them, you are eager to finish them, because I'm not boasting in myself. I know the value of what the Holy Spirit, and that's what I always say, what the Holy Spirit downloaded into me for me to give to the masses. And with that, I want to let you know that because I'm clear and because I understand that, you know, it's time for me to reach out more and be seen. Like I was in this medical office earlier this week, and this older woman walked in, and from time to time, because those of you listening, you may have known I had a TV show that Beauty for Ashes, and I used to come on there Saturday nights at 7:30, and I delivered the word of God in a very simple form, because that's me, simplicity. I don't like complex things, and unless it's music, I love rich, complex music. However, yes. And so this woman saw me, and from my mere voice, and she's saying, your voice is so familiar. I get that a lot. And then a lot of times it's the older folks I know, because they're the ones who really look at television. Now most young people are on the internet and so forth, but they really cherish that program while it was on there. And it always humbles me to know that these people, you know, they really did follow, they really did receive the teachings, and they would often ask why I came off air, right? But you know, life happens and things change, and we have to change with the times and various things. I'm not saying I would never go back on. If God opens up the door and the full sponsorship is there, I would definitely jump back on television. But for now, these are the channels that I will use to deliver. And with that saying, guys, I have two new books that will be out very soon, launching officially. Let's the 1st of May. Yes, that's on Amazon. I did 2 books. Both are devotionals. And when I'm done with this, I'm taking a break from devotions. I'm going to dive into something a deeper level of work. But these devotions is to bring you and it's to open you up for the deeper things. And that was my science in getting these devotionals, these easier to read books to you. It's for you to understand my depth as a writer, for you to understand the way I present the work that I do in writing, and you know, for you to buy into this. All right, and so I'm coming out with 2 new books. For one, for my singles. Hello, are you single on this podcast? Do you need a book how to navigate this thing called dating and courtship? And not only that, more importantly, how to be a stable and a happy single. It's a 31 days devotional for women that will help you. It is so transparent. It is so real. It is relevant. Hello, I said it's relevant, right? To me, to you. And I know it's going to bless your heart. And also, I'm bringing out a 40 days devotional that is, this is for everyone. This is for everyone. You have got to get this 40 days devotional, breaking out of a poverty mindset. Yes, we're going there. We're going there. And so I have done the work. The Holy Spirit has spoken through me. And if you like these type of writings, devotionals, be sure not to miss this out. And guess what? So this year, Tongue Week, I'm going to be out there at the Business Expo. The Business Expo is on the 4th and the 5th? It's the Saturday and the Sunday. If there's a change if I got the date wrong, I will quickly rectify that. But it's the weekend, it's the first weekend in May. I'm going to be at the Business Expo with my new books and the old ones, of course. So you can grab your copies. There will be more announcements as I go along. And come on, let's do this. Let's get out into the marketplace. Let's let people know that, you know, we have things going on as kingdom people. As kingdom people, we are not shying away from our gifts and our talents. We are not away from society. We are a part of society. We are in this world and we are going to be heard and we are going to be seen. You hear me? Yes, we are not shying away. We're not double guessing ourselves. I'm not going to double sit here and lie down and be like, oh, woe is me. If the Lord, whoever the Lord is going to use to buy these books, so let it be. Let me tell you, my heart was truly blessed when I was going through something medically last week. I was a bit down and in some pain, stuff like that. And out of nowhere, I got this message, someone telling me that they took my book, the very first book I wrote, Break Out the Box. That's the very first, right? And she said she took this book and she started an online book club with people. Everyone was not saved, unsaved. Because she said she's been praying and asking God for some time, right? That she want to share more of her faith. She wants to be a witness. But you know, sometimes people don't know how. They don't know how to be a witness, how to cross over. What can you use? And she used my book. She used my book as a tool and pulled people from various places in the world, because everyone is not local, she said. And she posted for the 21 days, every day, a devotional. And she shared with me the testimony. She sent them to me and I was so moved. I was so blessed. Sometimes you feel like your work is not getting out there. Sometimes you feel like the people who you're really hoping would support you and have a voice. You know, sometimes you're looking for them, and here it is that when you think nothing is happening, I tell you, with God, something is always happening. And this girl did truly bless my heart, because on my own, I wanted to do a book club thing, but I was having challenges with that. But I'm glad that the Lord used someone outside to do that. So she followed the voice of the Lord, and she used, and then I read testimonies where people said they'd fallen off with their walk in Christ, but because of the devotional, now they feel quickened, they feel inspired. And you know what really blessed me? Almost every person in the group that put forward a testimony or some form of feedback, they said, you know, I feel seen and I feel like I'm not alone. Because that's one of the things the Lord impressed upon me when I wrote that first book, especially. He said, you know, people may be going through things, especially in Christendom. That's where I have to speak to and from. We don't really, sometimes we don't have a lot of conversations and culture, tradition, all these things. But I want to break down those barriers. I want to let you know that I see you. I want to let you know that I've had days where I have questioned even my value. I've questioned. Listen, if you have never been someone who's had days where your confidence was struck down, you haven't begun to live. I don't care how you present yourself to the world, like you got it all together. There are days, if you be honest with yourself, you've questioned it all. Yeah, and there are days where you feel you're on top of the mountain. Then there are some days, girl, you in the valley of decision. And that's how life can have us tossed to and fro. And that book brought to light a lot of things. If you have not read the first book that I wrote, you need to get yourself a copy. It's not too late. It's only $3,000. And the two new books that I'm bringing out, the singles one, it's going to be $4,000. And the 40 days devotional, breaking out of a poverty mindset, that's going to be $5,000. It's such a small price to pay for knowledge, for transformation, for a shift and a change in your life. Come on now. Many of you spend more on junk food, on aerated drink, and I don't want to attack the food industry because I like my food myself. All right, and I like nice things too, just like the next person. But it's also important that you learn to invest in yourself, knowledge wise, spiritually, transformatively. You need these things. So I want you to join me. All right, come out there on the 4th, on the 5th. On Friday, I'm going to have maybe the time that they're starting and these different things. And I don't have a lot of books. Let me just put that out there. I know people would say that because, you know, but I genuinely don't have a lot of books this time around, because I still have quite a large number of Project Reject on my hand, which I'm really have to still push that book. But these two that I'm bringing on, it's not going to be in large quantity. And then I'm looking to move around with it. So if you're in London, you need to snatch up your copy quick and in a hurry. All right. So have a great week. God bless you.